What's needed most, health experts say, is a way to coordinate the activities of various agencies if terrorist attacks like the release of anthrax, smallpox, chemical agents, or nuclear radiation occur. Those unusual public health events might involve a large number of panic-stricken people who need medical attention, or think they do. It's the type of challenge hospitals are somewhat prepared for if, say, there's a bus or plane crash. Bob Wilcox is the safety director at Luther Middleford Hospital in Eau Claire. Now he's head of the region's bioterrorism hospital response team, which includes 22 hospitals in the area.
It's tough going to sleep at night sometimes. We're trying to prepare for not only a biological event, but a mass casualty event. We have to ensure that the hospital proper stays functioning for the patients that we serve.
Wilcox says that means knowing where hundreds of patients would go if one hospital is overloaded, or there's a need to quarantine certain people because of a contagious disease outbreak. The challenge is also how to protect scarce supplies of medicine and vaccines. The hospital team also includes police and fire department officials. Eau Claire's Assistant Fire Chief Ed Cassing says this type of planning used to be unheard of for fire departments.
In the 70s and 80s, the department worried more about getting into emergency medical services. That was a foreign type of a job description for fire service. In the 90s, it became like hazmat and special rescue were the key words that we honed in on. And now, 2000 and beyond, we're talking about issues like WMD and mass casualty.
Still, some say it's overkill to be spending so much time and money preparing for WMD, or weapons of mass destruction. Nonetheless, public health officials also receive substantial amounts of money to prepare for bioterrorism. But that doesn't mean the planning will go unused if war-related bioterrorism doesn't happen. Gretchen Sampson is the head of a grant-funded 9-county public health consortium in northwest Wisconsin.
While we're planning for bioterrorism, we're also planning for flu, influenza pandemics. We're planning for normal chemical spills that happen when trains derail. We're planning for West Nile virus response.
Sampson says her $400,000 grant means for the first time there'll be a communication network and extensive sharing of services between rural and urban areas that have, until now, worked in isolated groups.
There is no dedicated money for public health funding in Wisconsin, so this is an opportunity to make use with this of this money in more than one way.
Meanwhile, even though the war has started, the work of the planning teams is not yet completed and may not be until later this year. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.